with Hannah Cranston, Francis Maxwell, and Brett Ehrlich. So we just talked about the new beach bum trend where people are showing their bums at different travel destinations around the world, and it sparked an interesting idea for us to discuss in this post game. What's the craziest thing you have done in public? Brett, I want to start with you, but I also know that the rest of us will obviously pale in comparison, but I'm excited to hear what you have.
What I have?
Yeah.
When I was in college, I made a 10-foot penis and brought it into the auditorium and shot like a super soaker out of it. So it was weird. It was this thing in college called Gaieties, and it was like it was a play that you put on before the Stanford Cal game, and you're supposed to do something weird, and I made it. We smuggled a giant in two pieces, so I had a piece of cardboard in here. And during the, like, one of the many phallic jokes they make during the play, because it's a gross play. Mm. I assembled a giant penis and shot a super soaker out of it onto the audience. I was 18. I did it.
Yeah,
I did a lot of stuff
when
I was 18. I don't think I'll do
it
again.
Did it go?
Will you do that one again?
Did it get better from there? That's the real question.
It was like our dorm was the biggest dorm, so everyone in our dorm was like, yay, and that was it.
I get a feeling you peaked right there.
That's it. I'm never going to do anything better than that again.
That is a phenomenal accomplishment.
Yeah. That's one of those things I don't think I've said out loud in 10 years. So it's like now it's like I'm not as proud of it as I was once.
I'd still be.
Thank you. What about you guys?
Francis.
I don't know. When we were in Scotland, we used to drink before I realized how much I could have easily went to jail or if someone took a video of this from now on. We used to do pee races when we'd be drunk and we'd put our trousers down or we'd do, we call them little boy pees when you used to pee when you were a little kid. You pull your trousers all the way down to your ankles and you pee. So we should do that, but whilst peeing, whilst racing, like between two cones.
And see you who can would win. Run and pee at the same time? Yeah,
so you had, did you have to stop when you were done?
No, if you stopped peeing, you were disqualified.
So
you had to pee, run, and still be naked to get to the different cone.
Wait, is that a thing? Have you tried the, I guess I could.
I'm an expert walker.
I'll tell you what happens.
Can you walk and pee at the, there's no way I could do that.
Well, you would
struggle.
When
I go in like the ocean and I pee in the ocean,
ew.
I'm glad this is gonna be on.
People swim in the ocean.
But like, I need to be like, still. I'm not like wait, like, you know, trying to kick
water. Well, now you know what you do if you just see some girl, that girl's drowning. No, she's pissing.
I just picture Hannah in the ocean.
Just still. Are they watching me?
No, you gotta play it cool. Like you're taking like an Instagram photo. Like,
everybody
knows,
taking
it from behind and I'm just peeing.
That is like the opposite of playing it cool in the ocean. I feel like playing it cool would be swimming. Just sitting down like this would be the opposite of playing it cool.
The thing about running and peeing is I've never done that. I don't think
it's more like a walk run. Like, because if you try to just sprint, there's
it'll
no way.
Stop.
It will stop. So you have to, like, kind of shuffle your way.
Are you waddling?
Yeah, you're waddling.
Wait.
Because your feet are together.
No, I have so many questions.
Okay.
So the pants are at your ankles.
Yeah, at their ankles.
Aren't you peeing on your pants?
But it's the end of the night.
And also, boys,
wait, that is not like it. Wait, can we, nobody, how did you just run over that fact? Yo, it's the end of the night. Like, who cares if I peed my
pants?
You
never like peed yourself? Like, you peed and then you like, you stop too early and you get a little bit dribble on your leg. Like, forget.
No girl knows what you are talking about.
Well, that's why.
First of all, here's why that's
that
wrong.
That is disgusting.
Boy underpants are way cleaner than girl underpants.
Yes.
Like, girl underpants, it's like, they're.
What, Brett?
They leak throughout the day sometimes.
Of
you
pee?
You get. Well, it's just like you need to wash them more than boys do. We don't have to wash our underpants every day.
Yes, you do. Oh my God!
Yours
yes,
is like
you
right
do.
Up there in your orifice, like dude.
Yeah, there's some gaps right, between
just
us.
Hanging
we
out
might
loose.
Miss the drip, might miss and go just down your leg a little bit. It doesn't need to go into the actual underpants itself.
I forgot to also add, boys are grosser.
Yeah, that's you true. Need to. Like, you need to wash your underpants after every use.
Can no.
We, yeah. What?
Just hang them up.
Extravagant.
Just hang them up. Just roll up a dryer sheet and put it in there and hang it up.
Wait. Okay, I need like a poll. Edwin, after everywhere.
Hannah needs a poll.
After you wash your underwear after everywhere, every time you wear it.
Put them in the dirty clothes.
Yeah, normal.
And then you pull it back out just in case.
Listen, sometimes it's like my washing machine is in the garage.
What?
Do you wash your underwear after every use?
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's disgusting.
That's like a question, Bart.
I don't know who said we did it.
Yeah.
Who said that it's more...
Yeah.
There's rules. I mean, it's like...
I'm kidding. I do wash my underpants after every...
Oh, now you guys are kidding.
But I'm not going to say that. I don't...
I only do it because someone told me I was gross for not doing it when I was 18. And now I do.
Yeah,
I don't think
gross.
I have to.
Thank you. I'm thankful for that girl, and I know it was a girl. I am thankful for that girl. Yeah.
But anyway, I'm not saying I wouldn't. I wash my underpants all the time, but I'm saying that if you happen to be running and peeing,
right,
then that's what happens. Like, you know, guys pee, they get excited sometimes, they try to stop the flow too early.
What is it, a dog? Like, they get excited and they just pee a little bit?
No, have you never met a man?
What's going on here? Are we introducing you to guys?
No, have you ever peed your pants, like, by laughing or whatever?
Oh, I peed a little bit. I've had a little bit come out, yeah.
Yeah, I did the other day.
I have a really great story to tell about peeing. I haven't told this story yet. Better than that.
It started off with one time I was in the ocean. Yeah. I wasn't moving.
Hannah, that's a really cool story.
Okay, so I haven't told this story yet, and I've been waiting for the right moment.
This is
until,
it.
Like, the embarrassment has subsided, but I'm going to tell it now. So the day of the Women's March.
Oh, no.
Okay, downtown.
This is
there
recent.
Was like 700,000 people in LA. Like,
and I peed on all of them. Every single one of them.
No, there was 700, like, I think it was 750,000 people in LA went downtown for the Women's March, right? And it was super, super packed, right? And so we walked into kind of like me and my friends, I was with my mom, walked into where everybody was like congregating, right, getting ready to do the march towards City Hall. And I had to use the restroom. And I was like, okay, maybe there's a bathroom over there. And so me and my mom separated from my friends, and we start walking into the crowd to go to the restroom. And little did we know, we were going to, like, the very, very front of, like, the protest march, right? The very, very line where they were going to sort of, like, everybody start walking from that angle. But I saw a Starbucks. So I was like, that's the spot. Sorry, Starbucks.
In LA?
I wasn't going to buy anything. I was actually just going to pee. Sorry. So I was going to go there to go pee. And we get closer and closer. And then people are saying, yeah, it's so packed in there, nobody can get out, and there's no restroom. And then I couldn't move, right? Like, I don't know if you guys went, but you could not move for the first, like, hour. And I was like, like, I don't know what I'm going to do because I really have to pee now. So I'm standing there, and I'm in so much pain. And it's like, you know that pain where you get, like, you're, like, shivering and you're, like,
when I have to pee a lot, I feel it in my teeth.
Yeah, I was like, I'm going to be sick. I thought I was going to throw up, okay? Like, I really, really thought I was going to throw up. And my mom was like, let's just get a cup. I was like, Mom, like, we're literally surrounded by hundreds of thousands of people. Like, I sort of have an online presence. Like, I'm not going to pee in a freaking cup.
Hannah Cranston does not pee in a cup,
come on,
everyone.
Yeah, it used to be a flask.
You're just Hannah Cranston.
At Hannah Cranston.
Pee in a wine glass.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So my mom, all of a sudden, I hear my mom go, hey, Tyler. And I was like, how does my mom know somebody here? And it's this guy who's literally finishing his, like, venti iced Starbucks, and it says Tyler that he wrote. And this guy, like, turns around. My mom's like, can I have your cup when you're done? And he was like, yeah, sure. And he hands it to her. And then my mom is a fucking badass. My mom gets everybody around us, like, there's, like, a guy behind me, to hold up their signs and their sweatshirts and make this dome over me as I pee into this venti Starbucks. I pulled down my pants and I peed. And then I marched along.
Hannah,
and women come together.
That's just that's what they can do. I love the story.
I have a piece story involving Hannah Cranston. New Year's Eve, first time I meet Hannah with my girlfriend, she asks Hannah to watch the bathroom. She goes in because the door to the bathroom doesn't lock. Hannah's supposed to be on lookout. She's sitting down. Someone opens the door because Hannah just breaks girl code and walks away. John Adorella saw my girlfriend pee because Hannah broke girl code. Remember never forget. Never forget. Never forget. Hannah Cranston broke girl code.
Are you sure?
Whoa, God. 100,000,000%.
I have zero recollection.
So, it was the beginning of the night, too.
No recollection.
I love your story. It's unlikely because it's more often than not girls wouldn't do that. Because for guys, it's so easy for us just to, like, if you need to pee, you just put it in there. But I've never heard of, to do it in that crowd, I'm proud of you. Do you know what I would have said to you, though, if you couldn't have peed?
What?
You're in for a long day.
You're in for a long day.
amazing.
That's a bum bum.
Yeah, boys have it a lot easier.
Oh, I've peed in beer bottles.
I was like squatting on like with hundreds of thousands of people literally around me.
Here's where boys.
And like these people, like this poor man behind me is holding up his sweatshirt so that people can't see my bare ass while I'm peeing into a Starbucks.
They protected Hannah when she had to pee, but when someone needed that same courtesy,
Brett,
Hannah was nowhere to be found. Yeah, no, it's harder. It's harder for women to pee in public.
Yeah, it sucks.
It is.
I will pee everywhere and anywhere. I'm sorry. I'll openly admit it. Not right here. But I had a conversation with Kim Hotcher on Nerdler, and like I was proven right by her own comment section. She was baffled. I think, Edwin, you might have remembered this, is that I will say when you're a guy and you go to shower, naturally you just, like, you pee.
That's you.
No, Edwin, it was proven that a lot of guys will do that because, like, you go
first
in
all,
and it's the one sensation. You're like, oh, a little pee comes out.
Nothing is ever proven.
That was proven.
Nothing
this is
ever
the girl
proven
who's like
by comment
smart.
Section.
This was
okay. Oh yeah, that's
proven.
True.
That's the actually, comment section.
That's actually
the comment section's never
I forgot
wrong.
The comment section.
Yeah, he goes, this was proven by the comment section. No.
Don't get me wrong. I do it literally every day.
Every time. And by the way,
I'm washing. There's going to be soap all over there.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a myth out there, by the way. There's this myth that you can go number one or number two. There's no such thing as a number two, because when you go number two, a number one comes out.
That's true. It does. A little bit.
Yeah.
Everyone, your homework.
Not in the shower. You're disgusting. We're not in the ocean now.
Yeah, you go in the ocean. Oh, I don't do it in the shower where it's just me. I only do it in the ocean where children are swimming. Hannah Cranston.
Where do you think?
Doesn't wash the door when you have to pee.
Mommy, that girl's
not moved.
Will
piss on your little baby cousin. Not a second thought.
Mommy, that girl hasn't moved for 20 minutes.
She's taking a number two.
Or a number three.
Taking a number three. Here's the thing where boys don't have it. Boys don't have it easier. And I only talk about boys because men, it's fine. The man trough at a sports game. Do you know about this? The man trough?
A man trough? It's like a line of urinals.
No. It is one, like the shape of an iPhone. Actually, it's just this whole thing would just be one giant sink.
That's we have a lot of those in the UK.
And when you're a grown man at a sports game, you're just like standing up. And this is where your ween zone is. When you're a kid, Francis, stand up, please. You're a kid and you're trying to pee, you're just looking over and it's like,
And you're probably getting splattered back as well, right?
I don't like it at all. And you have to like pull your wiener over the top of this thing so that it goes in.
Oh, man. So true.
You want equal pay, you got to piss in the woman trough.
Oh, my God. Oh, Lord. All right. I think we'll wrap it up from there. Thank you for that stream of stories. Sorry, I had to go on in.
No, you definitely should end now. I'm kidding.
We'll see you next time. Friends.